I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to another episode of Arty Friends. This is Kara.
And I'm Allison.
And today we have a fun episode in store, hot takes and toxic traits. Guys, this episode.
Yeah, we were pretty excited about the title, like hot takes and toxic traits. It just really rolls off the tongue.
So. It was all Allison. No.
You had half. You had the hot takes part, and we were going to do that as one episode. And then we're going to do toxic traits as one episode. And we're like, nah, that flows too well. We're going to do it all as one. And that way, we just spend the whole episode annihilating ourselves, you know?
Yeah. We're going to exposing the weird things that we like that no one likes, shutting down the things people like that we're saying no more. But yeah.
And some of our like bad habits that we could probably go without.
Yeah.
And I think we're saying them out loud to the public, maybe so we can work on some of our toxic traits.
Oh my gosh, they're really funny. But before that, we can hop into our peak of the week, which if you're listening to this, we actually pre-recorded this episode. So it has not been a week since our last episode recording, but we'll do like our peak of the last day.
We've had a ballin 24 hours since Kara's been in town. You would think that we've been together for a week now, not 36 hours. We've done a lot.
Oh my gosh. We worked from like 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
Because we recorded at 8 a.m., worked all day at New Wave on the podcast stuff. Then
ran errands.
Did errands.
And then we worked on the bracelets and the event.
Yeah.
Which oops, just
at this time already happened. So hopefully on the next time we catch up, we'll have some fun things to say about our bracelet making event. But yeah, it was a very eventful 24 hours. I was so dead this morning. I wanted to sleep in. So I slept in a little bit because it was a very eventful day.
Yeah, I told Clay he could not leave for work without making sure I was out of bed. And he came in, he was like waking me up. And I was like, no. And he goes, you told me you have to get up. And I was like, no. And he's like, I'm running late for work. Get up.
Wake the heck up, Allison.
And that was at like 6:20.
I know. Oh, wow. That's really early.
Yeah. So it's been a long day already. But anyway, yeah, we went to Moolah last night for dinner. And Moolah is a restaurant here in Omaha. And that's where we originally had the idea for the podcast back in November. So, of course, we had to go back there for a little tradition.
Yeah, bring it full circle.
Yep.
Chips, guac, tacos, so good.
Super good. And then here we are. We're recording this.
Yeah. I think anything else? Oh, we just got some matcha from Archetype Coffee and my lid was really funky and it just spilled all over my shirt. So you guys can't see it. I have matcha like all over my shirt.
It was super sad because if anyone follows me on Instagram, you know an iced oat milk matcha from Archetype across the street is like my life serum, I feel like. And so I was like, okay, Kara, we have to try it. And then of course her spills on her and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
It's supposed to be a cute experience.
It's just a t-shirt. It'll wash out. But yeah, very good. 10 out of 10.
For flavor.
For flavor. Cup, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
That's generous. Maybe the cup is okay. The lid, 0 out of 10.
Lid.
Faulty.
Yeah, it's a little rough, but we're working with it. We're here. We're alive. We're thriving. I don't know. Is there anything else we should update people on? Literally so much that we've done in the last day.
And we realize this is so hard because Kara and I have been together 24/7 and normally we tell ourselves everything exciting that's happening on the podcast. And we were like sitting there at New Wave and we were talking to each other and we're like, we have to stop talking. We have to save it for the podcast. Yeah. And then 30 seconds would pass and then we'd say something else. And we're like, why do we keep talking?
I know. This is so weird. Like, I'm like, Allison, you just told a good story that like, I want to hear more. I want to ask you more questions. I'm going to stop it right now. Obviously, I love you, but I just want to hear you explain it more on the podcast. So yeah. There's a few things on our outline, even building the outline. We usually build them by ourselves, like what we're going to say. And then we bring it together like that day before, the morning of. And
Minutes before. Moments before.
Honestly, I'm a liar. We put us together 10 minutes before. And so neither of us have seen each other's bullets. And then we can like, you know.
Yeah, it's like fresh.
It's fresh. But then when we made it together today, we were just like, oh my gosh, that's my hot take too.
Blah, and we were like blah, 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 blah. Dying laughing.
So hopefully we have some content for you guys today. But yeah. I feel like we can just hop right into it.
Do we want to read two peaks of the week really quick?
Yes, yes. We do have some other people's peaks of the weeks.
Yes. Okay. Shout out to Jenica. She is slowly working on herself. She's learning manifestation skills and booked her first solo trip. Super stoked for her. I wonder where she's going.
That's so fun.
Yay. Good for you, Jenica.
Bridget just started her new job. Congrats, Bridget. Hope you're loving it.
Fresh start. New summer. Good timing.
Love it.
Good for you. Okay. Make sure you guys keep sending those in. We love reading them. We love hyping you guys up. Go to the @we'realreadyfriends Instagram.
And you can send it in once we post it on our stories weekly.
Yes. All right. Now we are good to hop in.
This is such a fun topic because I don't think I've ever posted any hot take anywhere.
No, you haven't. See, okay. If you guys don't know Kara and I very well, one of us is more of a controversial type. It's me. And one of us is very non-confrontational. You're more of like a, I don't want to say like people please, because I make it sound bad.
That doesn't sound bad. I just think that, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just not very opinionated is actually the thing. Like, for example, if you follow me on my Instagram story about a week ago, I posted, why are people turning off their Instagram likes? I have no opinion on this. I'm super indifferent. If you turn off your Instagram likes, tell me why. Because I was just curious. I'm like, why are people doing this? I don't know. I just don't have any opinion on it. So there's like a lot of things in my life where I'm like, you know what? I don't have an opinion. Someone tell me what to think.
Like, and same with if people answer to polls, you were like, do you guys want your name crossed off or do you want it left in there? Because some people were saying like, if you cross the name off, you're not giving that person credit for their answer. But then other people were like, yeah, bro, don't put my name. I was trying to make an anonymous comment there.
Yeah.
And we were, I feel like you're right. We're both pretty indifferent on a lot of things.
Yes.
I
don't think you're even super opinionated. I think that your just personality is, what would you say? How do you describe that? Not like blunt, but like, I feel like you're just like, this is me. I'm putting it all on the table. Yeah. If you don't like it, that's fine. If you do, great. But like, I feel like maybe I just am more.
You're like more cautious.
Yeah.
With putting it out there.
Yeah. Because I am sensitive and I don't like to get roasted or made fun of. And putting out an opinion and then someone saying it's stupid, like that makes me sad.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah, I think I'm just less like that.
Yeah. Because I'm a Pisces. And if you're a Pisces, you know, we're like super sensitive. So apparently.
Apparently.
I've never been on live television before.
Oh my God. Is that a TikTok thing?
No, it's like a YouTube video. Oh. Like he's like a little kid, like 10 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
He went on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Oh, jeez. I don't remember that one. Anywho, but I believe you.
I believe you. But okay.
So we have some hot takes that are negative, and then we have some hot takes. It was so funny because we were coming up with them. We were like, wow, we really have a lot of negative hot takes. We should probably find some positive.
Or like things that we don't like that everyone likes. But then we're like, wait, we have a lot of things that we like that no one likes. Well, we don't know. That most people don't like. And that ended up being like a longer list. So I think we're going to go right into it with food.
Yeah.
So okay. Hot take, we both like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
I feel like some people are going to turn off the podcast right now. They're like, that is a game over. Nope. But like, it's so good.
It's so refreshing. Like it makes me feel like it's like a little bit healthier.
It does.
Yeah. But I don't like meat, but like I want, you know, like some peppers and pineapple, like, so refreshing.
It's so good. I refuse to believe otherwise. If you don't like pineapple pizza, like why? Do you not like pineapple?
Yeah.
People are just like, it just doesn't belong there.
A weird thing about pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
You know how everyone gets that weird thing in their mouth after they eat a lot of pineapple?
Yes.
I don't get that. So when I lived in the sorority house at AKO, we had pineapple on the salad bar. And every morning for breakfast, I would just have like a cake size mound of pineapple. And everyone was like, dude, doesn't your mouth hurt? Like every day. And I was like, no, I feel great. I don't know. I like don't have
maybe
that.
Your ancestors ate a lot of pineapple or something.
Maybe.
And your tongue or because it like what makes your mouth sore, right?
Yeah.
Maybe like I think the inside of your mouth is just ready.
It's equipped for pineapple smashing.
So we like pineapple pizza. Sorry. Yes. Don't cancel us.
We also love kale.
Yes.
Broccoli. Brussels sprouts.
Yes. All the greens.
All the greens.
Because I like kale because if you massage it, it doesn't taste bad. Do you massage your kale?
No, I think it tastes good regularly.
Okay, well, if you don't like it, I would try massaging it because a lot of people don't like it because it's very chewy. It's like very, like, I don't know, the texture, I guess, throws a lot of people off. Mm. But I put my salad dressing on and then like literally rub the salad dressing with the kale for like 3 minutes and I take off the thick stem that... Apparently you don't need it. Like there's no benefit to that thick stem. So I take that off. And then when you massage it, it tastes so good. It's like,
so you're
so
getting
refreshing.
Like a whole head of like fresh kale.
Yes.
Oh, see, I just buy the bag.
Okay. Which is, I mean, I've done that before too, but I think I really like buying the head of like kale better because sometimes when I get the bag, there's just so many stems in there and I just feel like it's not as appetizing because you can just like slide off all the leaf off the stem, which is really nice.
Can I ruin it for you? But I'm still going to end up buying it.
What are you going to say?
Okay. So I was listening to the podcast called That's So Sabotage. You know, like Emma Jay and those girls. So they were grocery shopping and Emma had bought like shredded kale, just out of the bag, like the kind I get. And her friend got the kind you get, the fresh. She got home, she'd eaten it for like four meals in a row, found a whole thing of like insect eggs in there and there was like a bunch of bugs in it and she'd already eaten it all week.
That is so gross. Well, do you soak your vegetables in salt water?
No.
Okay.
But that's a mine good are way. Already like
oh yes, because yours are already in like cleaned. Bag. Yeah. Okay.
So if you are someone I guess that is buying the fresh, keep an eye out.
Yeah, no,
thoroughly wash.
Thoroughly wash, soak in salt water. That went viral on TikTok last year. That was
the strawberries.
And yes. And because the salt will kill any of the bugs, but that is so gross.
Okay. That's traumatizing. Here's a hot take. It doesn't gross me out, I guess, that much if there's like things in my strawberries or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't really wash my fruit.
Ooh, she's gross. No, she's kidding. No.
If I like get a thing of blueberries, sometimes I just give it like kind of like maybe a little rinse, but I'm just excited and I eat them and I'm like, okay. Also, people are out here eating the inside of a pig. And you guys want to think that I'm gross for like maybe an ant or like a little bit of dirt?
Yeah. I feel like you have to be careful with like pesticides and stuff. So if it's organic, maybe it's not as bad, but.
Yeah, pretty much always buy organic.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe we'll look into it. Maybe someone change our mind. Someone send us something that makes us thoroughly wash, thoroughly scrub. But I agree. I'll just take my blueberries in my hand and like run under the sink.
We need a produce routine.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Bring on a produce specialist. That actually kind of sounds like a fun idea. All right. We should do the next one. We're talking a lot. We're hammering in on the vegetables. vegetables. Hot take. Ooh, we should do the first one. We wrote down.
Yeah.
Allison likes to sleep with her socks on.
I can't sleep any other way.
But okay, here's something though. I don't care either way. I'll sleep with my socks on. I'll sleep with them off. I'm not
okay.
That's anal also either way.
Because you can sleep anywhere, anyhow, with anything. So I don't think it's socks that are the odd man out here for you.
Yeah, that's true. I am potentially narcoleptic. Undiagnosed. No.
So I guess that's fair with the socks then.
Okay, yeah. Because why do people not like sleeping with socks on? Do they just think it's like too hot?
Maybe it's like in the way. Clay would definitely say that it makes him too hot.
Do you wear socks that you wore all day or is that a fresh pair of socks?
Oh, fresh pair of socks. Yeah. That grosses me out so much.
I highly, highly doubt Allison is wearing dirty socks to bed, but I just want to make sure.
No, I'm very strict that like only my pajamas go into my bed.
Yes. That's so a great
like not
tip.
Things that I wear all day long. Like even if I'm run like one errand or I'm just walking around the house, I like to have sleeping PJs that just go in the bed and then I get up because even if I'm going to be doing chores around the house, I change out. I wear like a silk nightgown or a silk robe every night to bed.
Yeah. Do you have any tips for where people can get them? Just...
New Wave.
This episode is sponsored by, just kidding.
No, I just literally have a rack of like 100 silky intimates. So
yeah,
I don't.
Because I feel like everyone needs a little pair.
We are hot as hell. Mm-hmm. They have some reasonably priced ones.
Okay.
I don't know. Besides that, I don't really shop new.
Good.
Okay. Any others?
Okay. Along those same lines, hot take. Allison also loves doing laundry and washing her bed linens.
I like things clean, guys.
I mean, I do like fresh sheets, but I hate doing it because I'm on the third floor and my laundry's on the basement. So I have to go, or second floor. I have to go down the stairs and then our basement stairs are so skinny and it's so heavy and I always feel like I'm going to fall on the stairs. Also, I had a traumatic experience falling down the stairs in my Brooklyn apartment. So now I'm just like scared of stairs.
Yeah, that's super fair.
So I hate doing my laundry, honestly. I was like, can we like find a way to drill a hole through my house that like
drops
it? You
need like a laundry chute.
I know, when
we were kids and you'd like send stuff down it to your sibling.
I know. Well, I didn't have a laundry chute in my house. So I was so jealous.
Oh, I didn't either. But you'd go to your friend's house. Yes. And I like literally the coolest kids in the elementary school like had a laundry chute at their house.
Like when the littlest kid would like jump through it and like go down. I'm like, what?
Thank you for, we were talking about this with Clay's family. Oh my God, we're getting so off topic. But love the laundry chutes. But my laundry or my washer and dryer is in my master bedroom closet.
So nice.
It's so easy for me to just like throw it in.
Mm-hmm.
Hot take, Kara likes sauerkraut.
Yes. Because someone's going to vomit.
Me. It's me. I'm going to start projectile vomiting on you.
Okay, so here's a little story. A little backstory. If you guys don't know, my name looks like Sierra, obviously. But it's Kara. It's Irish. It's Gaelic. I've got those Irish roots. So every year on St. Patrick's Day, for good luck, the Irish eat sauerkraut. And every single year growing up, my parents made us eat it. And I was like, I'm just going to do a little tiniest bit. It's so gross. And then like at one point I was like, okay, let me actually try this. And I was like, okay, it's not that bad.
And then you started liking it.
And then I started liking it and it has amazing probiotic or prebiotic benefits. Like it's really good for your stomach.
Really?
I don't buy sauerkraut, but now after this, I think I'm going to go buy some.
You're craving.
I'm craving it. On a hot dog,
I was
going
to say, like, how do you eat it?
For St. Patrick's Day, literally just take a fork and just eat it. Yeah. It's good luck.
Anything for good luck.
Honestly, I'm a very lucky person though. So
speaking of good luck, we have something to tell you guys. Stop leaving your purse on the floor. If you put your purse on the floor, it's bad luck.
Yes. We discussed this yesterday. I put my purse on the floor.
And I about had a heart attack.
And Allison was like, you don't know the old wise tale? And I was like, what's the old wise tale? She was like, don't leave your purse on the floor, which I think that's a good tip. Yeah. Good tip just in general.
And
it's dirty. You don't want it on the floor.
Yeah. And it's just like safer too. I feel like you want to like keep an eye on it if it's like near you.
I just throw my stuff everywhere. So I think that's a good tip for me to use.
And another thing, Michaela said this. I don't know if it was on our podcast. No, I think it was when I was visiting her in LA. She was like, you need to respect your money. And it's like, if your wallet or your purse is like what carries your money, you like need to be very respectful of
that's
your money
cool.
and your wallet, because like that's how you're going to be manifesting money into your life. So treat it nicely.
all of a sudden purses high in the room. I'm looking up at it. I'm worshiping it. It's hanging from the ceiling, spinning. That's funny.
Oh my God.
Okay. Ooh, more food ones.
Okay.
Allison loves a can of cold peas.
I wish Clay was here to give back his input on this, but it's so weird. Like sometimes I just really crave a can of cold peas. Like if nothing's sounding good for dinner, I'll just like open the cabinet and crack the lid off, or however you get the lid off, can it off, and 4-quart spoon right into the can of peas. Like not even into a bowl, nothing, not heated up, not cooled down. Like it just is so delicious.
I don't know if you realize how funny the words can of cold peas sounds. Like that just sounds so funny.
They're so good. It's like a snack and there's so many little bites and I can make it last like an hour.
I can't. That's hilarious. I do like a can of black beans. Mm, like sometimes, okay, I don't.
Yes.
Okay, hot take. Black beans, plain. Bomb.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Try it out. You. Like sometimes if I just want a random side with my dinner, I'll literally scoop up some black beans. It's so tasty.
Or garbanzo beans too. Mm-hmm. I love them all.
Yeah.
We're big bean fans over here at the Arty Friends podcast. Yeah. Well, you guys already know, hot take, we like the dentist.
Yes. I don't even know if I said this. I know you said you like the dentist, but I wanted to add myself that I like going to the dentist. But I did forget my dentist appointment last week. Ooh. I literally remembered like an hour before and I called them and they were very nice. I've never once forgot. So am I like,
you got a get out of jail free card there?
I got out of jail free. I'm going tomorrow morning. Wish me luck. Hopefully I don't have
tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. Hopefully I don't have danger zone gums if you listen to our other episode. I literally once had level 4 danger zone gums, but we're past that.
I also like
she flosses every day now.
Yeah, this is podcast is really also turning into a play by play of our dental hygiene.
Hey guys, so this week my what are they? L22 is fine. They like say code words.
You know, do they?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess every tooth has to have like a title.
A dentist or dental hygienist listening to this is going to be cringing in their seat. All right. Oh, wait. Okay. This is a really big hot take that we both have. We like getting in a warm car.
Yeah, it feels so nice.
So if it's a hot day and your car is so hot, like, you know,
like where the leather is like burning
you. Leather is burning you. Like instead of blasting the AC, I'll just leave it for like 2 to 3 minutes. It feels like a nice little sauna. Like gives me like goosebumps. It's so warm and cozy. But if I'm really hot, like if I had just gone for a run or something and I was really hot and then got in the hot car, I couldn't last as long. I might get like a little uncomfy, but especially when you're in AC, like in the summer, all those grocery stores, all the stores are blasting their AC. I actually get like so cold.
Yeah.
So I need to go in my hot car and not have AC. I just need to like sit in it and warm back up.
I'm so with you.
But I got in a car, who was I with a few weeks ago? And they were like, you're crazy. That is psychotic. And I was like, Allison likes it too. So
you can always count on me to love everything hot pretty much.
Oh yeah. She's like a cactus is what we've compared you to before.
Yes.
You'd rather be really hot all the time. Like, you said you could just live in a desert, right?
Oh yeah. Just leave me out there.
I hate being cold though. I don't think I'm as like hot as, or like enjoy being as hot as you do, but I don't like being cold. That's the worst feeling.
Is horrible.
It's so like I could sleep if I'm very hot. That's kind of what I compare it to. Like, could you sleep at night if it's very hot in a room? Yeah, I could definitely fall asleep. But could I sleep if it's very cold in a room? No, I'm shivering all night. Mm-hmm. I genuinely can't sleep. Like I just keep waking up. Same. So if you don't know if you're like a hot or cold person, use a little test that I came up with.
Certified by Kara. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Now.
Oh wait, there's another one that I want that you wrote down.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Is it the same one?
We love layovers.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Like honestly, like a good 6-8 hour layover. It's so fun. You're like in this weird time space continuum thing where like doesn't matter what hour of the day it is. People are like drinking beer at like 6:30 in the morning. Other people are like sprinting around. You can like take a nap on the floor.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
You want a steak or spaghetti at like literally 7 a.m. or I also like layovers now because I got a credit card that gave me lounge access so I can go hang out in a lounge and get some good food and stuff. But even before that, you're right. It's think about it. no one can have like be in an airport unless you're like traveling. It's kind of like interesting concept. Like
it really is.
I don't know. I like how you said time continuum too. Cause think about it, everyone there is on different time zones.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very interesting concept really.
I feel like there's like a lot of rules, but also there's no rules. You can just yeah. like walk around in there for like endless hours. And I don't know. It's so bizarre.
And I will pick flights. If there's similar priced flights with different layovers, different ways to get somewhere, I'll literally pick the one that has the better airport because I know I'm going to have a more enjoyable layover.
Yeah.
Like and ORG is a horrible airport. Yes. Chicago, but like ATL,
yeah,
hit me up. I'll go hang yes. out there. I'll yeah. go buy a ticket. Just go hang out in the Atlanta airport. It's great.
Maybe in our next life, we can like get airport jobs so we can yeah. just go in there. Like I always think about the people that work at the airport. I'm like, whoa, this is so weird. You like live across town and then you like come into work and you like work at the Starbucks inside the airport.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be a fascinating TV show. Reality or scripted, like The Office, but with airport workers, like how they did that supermarket show. I think someone needs
yeah.
to do that because even think about it. I saw a video on TikTok of an airport worker loading up bags and I'd never seen that before. I never knew what the inside of a plane looked like, how they do the bags. I'm like, I feel like people would think this is fun, like fascinating.
Wait, I have a friend that works down with the, like he does the lights
yeah.
at the Omaha airport.
Uh-huh.
And like when my other friend was flying into town the other day, he was like out there and she like took a picture of him and he was like waving.
That's awesome.
We could ask him for his behind the scenes input.
Yes. I love that. So do we think we've gone through all of the hot takes of things that we like
mm-hmm.
that most people don't like?
Yeah. At least for this.
Yeah.
So now we can get into the juicy, the semi-juicy, and we'll save the extra juicy for yeah. our toxic traits at the end.
Yeah. So we're going to do hot takes of things that we don't like that the general population likes.
Seems to like, yes.
So Allison does not like eyelash curlers.
They're so scary.
It like, is scary.
I can't do it. And whenever I watch videos of people using it, I have to like look away. I just like flinch.
She literally splinched so hard. I literally thought something just like flew in the room.
It's so creepy. You like mm-hmm. put this like tool up to your eyeball and then like smash your eyelashes. Fucking weird, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, does it even, I'm sure it makes a difference, but like,
I don't know. Actually, I think about that because I do use an eyelash curler and I'm like, does this even last all day? I genuinely don't know.
Like, and is it good for your eyelashes to be like smashing them around?
I don't know.
So weird. It seems like so 70s. Like the eyelash curler was invented and it was never improved upon. Like it's been the same invention for like 40 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. If someone's looking for a new business idea, fix it. Make it better. Go. Okay. Another hot take from Allison. She will never drink the last little bottom of a drink or last inch or how much would you say? Just like a...
Like 1 centimeter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a hot take that a lot of people don't realize that they might agree with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like now that you say that, because tell us why.
I just think it's kind of gross. Like it's like no matter what, it's your backwash.
Yeah.
And like, do you really, really need that one last sip of just like chunky things floating around? And think of how dirty ice is too. I feel like all of the dirtiness all dissipates or whatever down to the bottom of your drink. And yeah. Like if you look at the end of your drink, like up into the light at the bottom, it's disgusting. I just wish I could be less germophobic in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't even really drink off other people.
That's fine. That's yeah. probably
as
best.
A child. Oh my God. I would, if I couldn't share a drink with anyone, it would be yeah. like a hot day. You're at the zoo and parents are like, we're going to get one water bottle. I'm like, I will die of dehydration, I guess.
Yeah. I will not be partaking in that.
I don't know.
Good thing you're not Catholic and going to drink the wine.
Why does everyone drink out the same thing?
Yeah.
Since
oh my
when?
Gosh.
Who does this?
Oh, since Jesus.
Wait, like,
yeah. It's like, you know how they break the bread? It's the body of
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
And then they drink the wine, the blood of
Christ.
But like, I used to think I was so cool because I would drink the wine once I was like confirmed or old enough. And then like a few years later, I was like, that is so gross. Like wait, everyone in this building has drank from the same cup.
A cup?
You cut a cup of.
How big is the cup?
Oh, it's like a regular.
Everyone only gets one drop?
You drink it, you take a sip and then they wipe it. And then the next person comes up. But not everyone does it. Like I would say like half the church. Because you can take the bread and then you can just like walk back to your seat or you can go get the wine.
Whoa.
Yeah.
At my church when I was younger, we put it in shot glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, your church is progressive.
They like
That's
carried
awesome.
Around on like a shot tray and just like pass it down.
Wait, are you sure you were at church? Just
yeah. Yes. It's like in a little clear shot glass.
Okay, that's awesome though. Yeah, no. The Catholics be rocking with the old practices.
Wow.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. I wonder the science behind that. I'm sure it's gross, but so yeah, I used to do it all the time. And then one day I was like, I'm just going to not do that.
I feel like post COVID, they're going to have to reassess that.
I wonder what, what their plan is.
Shot glasses.
It's horrible.
The Baptists are like, guys, shot glasses.
Guys, we've been telling you all along, make church a party.
Oh, this is a thing that I hate that no one agrees with me until I thoroughly explain it. And I'm starting a revelation here, guys. Mm-hmm. Is that what you call it? Revelation? A revolution. Starting a revolution over canceling FaceTime.
Ooh.
Because it's so invasive. We've mentioned it on other episodes, my hatred for FaceTime. But this is why. You're like going about your day. You're doing your thing. If you're at work, you're on a run, you're at the grocery store, and someone FaceTimes you, you have to like dig your phone out and then hold it up.
Yeah.
While you're trying to like, say, grab groceries, push a shopping cart, work, type on your laptop. Like, I can't get anything done. And then I'm spending half the FaceTime trying to prop up the phone on some freaking water bottle or some shit on my desk as it just keeps sliding down. Yeah. And I'm like, sorry, what did you say? Like, I can't even pay attention to the conversation. And then I just look and I'm like, these are the worst angles. And then the other person, and then half the time it like glitches out. And then they end up calling me anyway. And I'm just like, what was the point of that entire thing? I get it. On an event, if you're like, okay, let's set a FaceTime date with grandma, like, we'll wish her happy birthday. That's super cute. I'm on board with like the Zoom type FaceTime vibes, but it's just really invasive to like be like, hey, I'm gonna FaceTime this person and I'm gonna like flash into their exact moment of their day of what they're doing. And I'm gonna expect them to answer and drop everything they're doing and stay on this FaceTime until I wanna get off.
Yeah.
And I said it to Michaela, we had her on when we were in California. I was thinking while we were driving. And she was like, wow, that is such an aggressive opinion. And I was like, yeah, I know. And then when Michaela was back in town like a week ago, she was like, guess what? I hate FaceTime. I'm over it. No one's ever allowed to FaceTime me again. And I'm like, yes, I told you.
I think people think that the person they're calling wants to FaceTime. Like, I think that everyone just, oh my gosh, we need to catch up. Like, they think that you want to both see each other's faces. So I think people just
maybe.
Like, because I like, know
they
for
think
me,
that they're like being cute.
Like, if someone's like, we need to catch up, like, I just immediately think that we need to FaceTime so we can like see each other's faces. But
that's cute.
No, but like, that's just something where if I would have called them, I feel like everyone would be okay with that too. I feel like calling is equally. Like, I know when I text you and I'm like, oh, we should FaceTime or a call. I don't actually care if it's FaceTime or a phone call, but I think sometimes just the verbiage is like, you just automatically just say, oh, let's FaceTime soon and catch up. Like, I wouldn't care if someone just called me.
Yeah. I feel like maybe it can like start off as a call. And then if both parties are like, yeah, let's switch to FaceTime.
Yeah.
Or like, I have to show you something.
But I agree. I like throwing in my AirPods and talking on the phone and doing stuff. Because you can shop, you can get your groceries, you can go for a walk. And like, genuinely, me holding my phone is giving me carpal tunnel. I need less of it. Like, my hand starts to hurt.
And I'm just someone, like, every minute of my day is pretty important to me. And I'm sorry, but I am never, ever going to sit there and just FaceTime someone.
Yeah.
Like, that crushes my soul. Like, especially in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So I feel like talking on the phone is something that I'm, like, super down to do, like, if I'm on a walk or I can multitask. Like, my mom knew in college, she could only call me in between classes when I was walking across campus. It was like our thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to sit in my dorm and talk on the phone.
I know. It gets me really antsy too to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love calling people when I walk. That's the best.
Or you're driving.
Yes.
That's definitely the best.
That's A1.
Yeah.
That's superior.
So tell us what you guys think about that. Please, someone let me know if you also hate FaceTime and I'm not just like the only person. It's not that I don't like to see people's faces, just the inconvenience.
For sure.
That's all.
Okay, I'm gonna give one of my hot takes.
Yeah, please.
Hot take, the word choogy is so annoying. Honestly, people are gonna be like, yeah, because you're choogy. No, that's not why. I just think, okay, so if you are not sure what the word choogy is, I will explain it to you. It's a word crafted. I don't know who came up with it. I actually think I know. I think it's a friend of a friend, actually. So it's not Gen Z that made it up. I think it's someone our age, like a 25, 26-year-old. She made it to describe someone who likes outdated trends, usually from like the 2013 era. So for example, Vera Bradley bags are choogy.
Dooney and Burke.
Yeah. Or like, what else was really popular around like 2010? Or like owl necklaces are choogy. Or, but okay, this is why I don't like the word, because now everyone's just saying everything is choogy. And I just don't. So now they're just saying like anything that millennials like is choogy. Mm-hmm. Which I'm just like, no, this definition is too wide. This makes no sense. Like, I'm so fine to have a funny word to describe something, but not when it's literally everything. Like, if you go on Instagram or like there's an Instagram account for it, just like literally everything is chuggy now.
You're like, what am I allowed to like, people?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like taking pictures in front of the Angel Wings wall in Nashville is chuggy, which that makes sense
actually,
to me.
Actually,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
But now there's just like SoulCycle's chuggy. I'm like, wait, like what's not chuggy? It just,
yeah,
anything
can we get
Gen
a list?
Z?
Yeah. Someone, if you're Gen Z, provide us a list of things that are not on the chuggy list. And
yeah, it's like, what are you supposed to like? I don't know if you guys agree, but I just feel like anything not Gen Z is chuggy now at this point.
They're a confusing generation to me. I wish I had a Gen Z sibling. I guess I have three of them, kind of. they're all on the edge. I wish I had like a actual 15-year-old sibling that could really catch me up to speed.
I feel like I have an in because my youngest brother's Gen Z and he's very hip with the times.
Well, tell Riley to extend the knowledge.
Yeah.
To your friend Allison.
We'll do a weekly FaceTime catch up on what's happening in Gen Z. Okay. Hot takes. Instagram story filters that alter our faces are the death of our society, I feel like. It's just so bad.
It's alarming.
It's not bad people use them. I just think it's a instant gratification to throw on a filter that makes you look better. But I feel like it's very long term going to damage a lot of people's mental health. Mm-hmm. So let's go back like 4 years. Instagram stories, there were no filters. You just had to post.
Even if you wanted something cute,
I would film it in my phone.
Yes, same.
Go to Visco, add a filter. Not even
save
4 years ago. That's like 2 years ago.
Yes, then you just save it.
Save it.
And that was all you could do. There was no GIFs. There was no timestamps. There was no, like, the most you could do is put a filter on it.
Which is fun. I think altering colors.
You could put an edit on it. Because now filter is like, you know, they're different words. Because there's like face altering filter.
Face altering
filters.
And then
there's like color altering filter.
Yes. I don't know what the exact wording would be the difference, but that's how I describe it. Like, I don't think adding filters to photo, like changing the colors, changing saturation, like we
super
like to
fun.
Add grain.
Yeah.
We like to add all the fun stuff. That's not altering someone's perception of how people can look and how they can look.
Yeah.
Like, I just think about all the 12-year-olds that have phones that are looking at themselves and they throw on a filter and it like makes your nose smaller and makes your eyes bigger. And then what happens when you can't even feel comfortable seeing your face without that.
I think it will make people like want to go in public less and less because they're like, well, I can just have this social media version of me that I look like this because of this filter and these edits and these beauty plus fixes.
Yeah.
And then in real life, I just look like a normal human being.
Yeah, it just makes me sad that we've come to a time where now just everyone uses them and you don't
it's
even know
so
it's
normalized.
Real or not.
Yeah.
And like, you don't even realize that it's doing that to your face for the most part. Like, I don't even think people realize. I saw Jo Johnson. She's an Instagram, not influencer, I guess. She kind of is. But she did a side-by-side of, like, with the filter, without. And even though it didn't seem like there was alterations, when she put it side-by-side, it was like, look, this
clearly
made my nose
were.
Smaller. This made my lips bigger. It made my eyes bigger. I don't think people will necessarily realize how much it is altering your face and just, yeah, like the long-term effects, I feel like it's just going to be horrible.
I know, it's sad.
But I do want to use filters. Like, I love a cute Instagram story filter, like on me, but just not the part where it changes how I perceive my own image.
I know. I wish there was a button that was like, you could use that edit and then turn on or turn off the face part.
Yeah.
Because I have
the colors.
So many.
Yeah. Love all the fun quotes that some of them have. Like, I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
But I just hate that. It's like,
I didn't need freckles added to my face.
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't need like butterflies on my eyeballs.
Yeah.
And like snatched extra
my
blush.
Smooth skin.
Yeah.
It's so weird. So that's my hot take that I just don't think that we, I don't know. I mean, now we're too far in, like we can't just stop using them. But I feel like I was telling Allison, I'm like, maybe our podcast Instagram can have some like story filters that are just the colors.
No face
we're
altering.
Not making your cheekbones bigger.
Your lips bigger. And
yeah. So TBD when that happens.
We'll add to the next
to
time
the
we were.
List.
Yeah. Okay. Toxic traits. Here we go. I'm afraid.
I know. I told Allison, I'm like, if we do a toxic traits episode, I feel like we need to have like margaritas or something because I just don't want to be like
and then
exposing
we're like,
myself. But I'm like, that just goes against everything we believe in. Just
like so
get
funny.
Drunk to confront your demons. Yeah. Practice what you preach, girl. So here we are.
So the first toxic trait that I came up with, and I feel like anyone that knows me semi-well can probably attest to this, but I just like don't like to be talked to in the morning. I like to be up in the morning, like by myself. And I'm like happy and I'm doing my thing. It's not that I'm like upset that I'm awake or that I'm having a bad day or something, but I just like don't want to interact with people. So then when someone does interact with me, I feel like I'm very cold and I want to be less cold, but I like don't know. It's so hard for me. Like right when I wake up, I'm just like, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. I'm going to just stay over here. And I don't know. I just don't know how people can wake up and be like super, super chipper and raring to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm raring to go. Like, I'll do chores. Like, I can cook. Like, I can get out and do stuff. Just no human interaction.
What's the time limit? How long do you need?
15 minutes for sure would be nice.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then, like, 30 minutes would be ideal. I mean, an hour would be super, super ideal.
Mm-hmm. Do you need your coffee instantly or?
I've actually gotten so much better at, like, not even needing to have it right away. I just feel like I, like, want to brush my teeth and, like, make my bed and, like, stretch out a little bit before I, like, people just start, like, coming for me and asking things of me.
Yeah, I feel that. I just feel like my brain isn't working right when I wake up. So I need to like let it defrost a little bit. Yeah, wake up. Yeah. All right. My toxic trait is I'm very indecisive. And I feel like Allison knows this.
I can attest a little bit.
She's like, unfortunately, I can't agree with that. I don't know what it is. It's not like fear of better options. It's just like a genuine, I have no idea.
Like, we'll be trying to make a caption or decide on an edit.
Oh, God.
And she's like, maybe this. Maybe that.
And I don't know. What do you think?
I'm like, Kara, it's taking us too long.
I know.
And then she'll be like, you just pick then. Or wait, I don't know. And I'm like...
Allison's like gonna stab me in the face.
And then I'll show her the final and I'm like, does this work? And she's like, well, maybe we could add this. And I'm like, it's done.
I'm like, just post it. Stop. I'm like, don't even show me. Whatever you're gonna post is gonna be great. I get really tripped up on words, honestly. Like, I'll think of like a TikTok idea. And then like when I'm trying to put the words on the video, I'll show someone and they'll be like, that makes no sense. So I'll show them again and they'll be like, that makes no sense. I'm like, I can't. It's too hard.
What do you think, like, psychologically it is that...
I don't know. That's decisive. A good question. I feel like someone needs to tell me. Because I don't think I can fix it. I genuinely don't think it's like I'm afraid that I'm choosing the wrong thing, per se.
Or that you're, like, doing it wrong or something.
Maybe that is it. I don't know. Oh, God. Now I'm being indecisive about why I'm indecisive. All right. Let's move on.
You're spiraling.
I'm spiraling. I'm... losing it a little bit. I don't know.
Okay, my toxic trait is another toxic trait, not one. One of many.
A lot.
Is that I just like can't take a joke very well. Like I've never really been able to. I just don't think it's funny when people like make jokes to me. And even I had to say this to Kara. I was like, Kara, I don't like when you... I don't even say.
I just don't like jokes. Yeah, you just don't like jokes. And... that's okay.
Like, I don't like jokes that have to do with people because I feel like there's so many lighthearted things to like laugh about during the day that like joking about like someone's anything about them is necessary to be part of the joke because I feel like deeply rooted, it's not a joke. Like people often frame it as if they're like, I'm just joking. It's like, are you though? I actually think you're being pretty serious, but you're like saying you're joking and you're laughing, but it feels kind of true in general. Like a lot of times people will be like, ah, that looks terrible on you. Just kidding. Whoa.
It's like, okay, I didn't really want your opinion.
I don't know. You know what? But yeah, just in general, I've always been really bad at like taking jokes. And I think I'm just kind of a serious person.
Yeah.
And I try to be more lighthearted.
I mean, you're just very mature too.
Oh, thanks. way to spin it so positively.
No, I really do think that's what it is. Because I think a lot of younger, more immature people can joke about some things that maybe like, you're like, oh, that's not very funny. Like, you know, I feel like that's probably what it is.
Maybe my feelings just get hurt easily.
Hey, I know the feeling. All right. Okay. Another toxic trait of mine. I swear I'm talking a normal pitch, like in a normal voice loudness, but I'm definitely screaming at all times. Not at all times. when I'm not thinking about my volume, I'm screaming. So like 80% of the time.
Like you're just excited.
I'm just excited. Maybe have some earwax built up.
Oh my God. Like
maybe you can get this checked out. I just, yeah, there's definitely been times with Allison, with a lot of my other friends, like, oh, literally this morning I was talking to my brother because I'm staying at his house here in Omaha. And he, we both just were in the kitchen, woke up, and I just started talking and he's like, shh, I have roommates. And I was like, oh, wait, what? First words out of my mouth. He's like, you are screaming. Stop. I don't know.
I wonder if it's also that maybe you're not that saying that you have bad hearing. Maybe other people are more sensitive to hearing because I have like really good hearing. So to me, I feel like people are kind of always talking loud.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably a little bit of it.
That's funny. Well, that's even random side note, but like when people are really picky eaters, literally sometimes it's because their taste buds are like hypersensitive. They're too good that it overwhelms them.
Oh.
And everyone wants to be like, you're a picky eater, like little kids and stuff. But it's like, they just might have hyper taste buds, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
So
I guess it's true. If you have all the other heightened senses.
Yeah. So maybe it's not my problem. Maybe it's everyone else's problem.
My toxic trait actually has nothing to do with me. It's everyone else.
That reminds me of a TikTok sound. God gave me another day to live and it's everybody. I'm going to make it everyone else's problem.
Okay.
I think the rest that we wrote down are just both of our toxic traits.
No, I have one more that's pretty toxic.
Oh, okay.
My other toxic trait is that my tone of voice sometimes can be a little harsh, a little cold, and I don't really notice it while I'm doing it. I don't know, but then maybe sometimes I'll like see someone's reaction. I'm like, okay, I said that too harsh.
But it's not blunt. It's just, right? Because we were talking about this.
I don't know what it is. I think I respond too quickly.
Mm-hmm. You are very sharp. You're very smart. Maybe you are like your brain is just moving 10 times faster, 10 million miles an hour. And you just respond really quick and it just probably throws some people off.
Yeah. Another toxic trait going off of that too would be when people are talking and I already know what they're going to say. I'm like 12 steps ahead in my brain. I'm like, yeah. Just spit it out. Come on. Yeah.
It's like, all right. Well, that's kind of like a Nebraska small talk thing, like, or just any Midwest state. People just like to just make small talk, maybe bring up something you guys already talked about before.
Oh my God. That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves. When someone retells me a story, I'm like, oh, I'm just like cringing through my core. I'm like, yeah, we already heard it. I already know what you're going to say. I've got it. And like, I feel like I actually kind of always, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember you telling me that. I'm like, yesterday, literally 10 minutes ago.
You just said it.
And so I'm like, I hope I don't repeat stories. I'm actually like so afraid of repeating stories that I'm like, will always start sentences. I'm like, did I mention this? Did I tell you this?
Yeah.
Do you feel like I do that? I do that too,
because I'm so scared of repeating stories as well.
Yeah. Don't you feel like it's so embarrassing? Because do you not remember our interaction enough to remember what you said?
I always am like, I can't remember if I told you this, but remember this because I know that I do repeat stories because sometimes I just forget who I told something to. And so I always lead with that because I'm like, who did I tell this to? Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's nothing more awkward than someone's like,
oh, if you go on a 3-minute monologue and then it's like, at the end, it's like, oh yeah, I feel like you told me that already. It's like,
I knew the whole punchline was coming.
Yeah.
I feel like funny. I could keep going. This is really good and therapeutic for me to admit my toxic traits.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have 3 more that I wrote down.
Oh, okay.
You're like, we're not done. We both are not good. This is a bad toxic trait. I feel bad for this one. We're both not very good at consoling people when they're very upset.
Oh, yeah.
If they're crying, if someone's crying in front of me, I'm a very empathetic person, but I just don't know what to say or what advice to give.
Mm-hmm.
I just break down. I just shut down. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
Same. And I feel like anything I offer is like not enough. And then I like don't want to offend the person further or something or like make them more sad. I'm so bad at that. And okay, something you guys should know then about Kara and I's friendship is like we basically, I don't feel like we've ever come to each other about something sad.
I know. It's terrible.
I don't really go to anyone about something sad though. I like can't because mm-hmm. maybe because I'm bad at consoling people.
Yeah.
So I like never like lay it on other people, I guess.
Yeah, I feel that.
Dude, I remember like, one time when we were in Colombia and you told the story about your mom.
Yeah,
and it was the first and only moment I like saw you shed a tear. And we both were like, this is so awkward.
Yeah. I was like, that didn't happen. Let's go lay out now. I'm just kidding. That's funny.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we both have like a very similar emotional intelligence because we're not like super huggy, touchy people. Like we don't really like cuddle up on people. Like we'll definitely like hug and we're like kind of warm, but we're not like
super cuddly. Oh no, not at all. And I don't like hate physical touch. Like I'm not all the way. Like some people are like, don't touch me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not like, oh my God, like, I don't, yeah, like, what's
let's
the opposite?
Go spoon, like, I wouldn't spoon my friends in bed. Yeah. People do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, there's definitely more people.
Or, like,
that are
hold
like
hands.
That.
Like, how awkward would you feel if you and I held hands?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Don't you feel like
I know
we
there actually really
that?
Are. There are friends that are like that.
I know, and it's so cute.
It
and
is
when
cute.
I see people like that, I'm
but
like,
I could
wow.
never. Well, it's more of just like, you're right. Like, you hit it in the nail on the head with the story of me crying. Like, my best friend of like 10 years, Heidi, like, has probably only ever seen me cry like once.
Yeah, we just like, I just don't do that.
I just am just a robot, I guess. But it does, I think it just takes a lot for me to get there. And then once I get there, same with like getting upset, like angry, it really, like, you really can't make me mad. Like people, trolls on TikTok or just like anything, like you really can't make me mad. But like once you get me there, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so angry.
And
I'm
going
to cry.
Back.
Like,
actually, yeah, that's true. It's way more likely that I would cry out of frustration
yes.
and sadness.
Yes, 100%.
Like, I feel 100%. Like I'm at a funeral and I'm like, Allison, get some tears going. Like, act the part. I can't get them out.
I know.
I put up walls or something like when really sad things are happening and I like don't know how to process it. So I just like go into a shell and I like put blinders on. And I just like coast through the experience.
I feel like this topic could have a whole episode. Yeah. That's very interesting.
It is very interesting.
Yeah. Wait, so if you are ever upset about something, just...
Yeah, just don't tell us.
I mean, you could, but like, you're just not going to feel better about it. I'm just going to look at you like a deer in headlights and I'm going to feel sad. Like, again,
yeah,
I am empathetic. Like, Diddy even told me, she's like, I can't believe that you get through your day to day life with like how much emotion
empathy.
You take on for other people. Because I mean,
you do. Yeah.
Like, cause like the funeral example, that's probably opposite for me. Like I will be like sobbing, but like, I just, if someone came and told me that like they just got fired and they're don't know, like, I just like, I'm like, oh my God, I break down. I just don't know what to say.
Same. And even if I'm like, someone makes a sad post on Facebook or Instagram, and I have to comment. I like sit in the comment section. And I'm like, what do I say? Do I say I'm sorry? Do I put a broken heart or do I put a regular heart?
I don't think it's like a bad thing. It's just tough. Some people are just really better at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some learning to do.
I think we have two more.
Okay.
Toxic traits. When both of us are bored, we look at flights to other countries.
Yes. Yes.
And that is not a cheap hobby. That's not a good habit.
No, I just will sit there and look at Airbnbs in like the middle of Montana. And I'm like, I'm not ever going to go here. I'm never going to book this Airbnb. Why do I have 8 Airbnb tabs open in all these cities around the world? And like 10, I like make fake trips in my web browser. And then 2 hours pass, I'm like, X out. And then I just move on with my life.
Yeah. So I guess it's not an expensive hobby because we don't actually ever book them, but it's just like, what are you doing, girl? You're not going to Tokyo next month. Why are you looking at that?
Yeah. Like you literally have to work or you have something else booked. Like what's the point?
Yeah.
Or just wanderlust for life, I guess.
Yeah. And the last one, both of us are sensitive.
Yeah.
But
feelings.
Allison hides it very well. I feel like maybe I had it too, but you said that, right? When we wrote this one down, you're like, I don't think people would realize that I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't realize that.
Yeah, I think I mask it pretty well. I've gotten less sensitive in my old age, but it's so weird what it depends on.
For my sensitivity? Yeah. So I've worked on it. I've always been sensitive, like completely. Like growing up, if I got yelled at by a basketball coach or I got yelled at, like I would just literally cry. Because it just like, maybe it's just like I wanted to be perfect or wanted to be a perfectionist and it just like felt like a failure. But I've really gotten a lot better. Like even from 2 years, like at work, I got like some really constructive criticism once, like some really constructive criticism. And I like didn't cry, but I definitely like left and I was like, whoa, a couple tears. Like that hurt. And I've like worked on it. But yeah, it's definitely either like when I get constructive criticism or like when I fail, it used to make me like really upset. But I totally like have built a thicker skin.
Yeah. And I think that of course just comes with getting older.
Yeah.
But now that I'm like thinking about it, I'm like, am I sensitive? I feel, is there like a sensitive test?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Now I'm like, maybe I'm not that sensitive.
Okay. I honestly,
I don't know. Because like, wouldn't you
maybe
think
there's a better word for it?
If there's all those people like sending all that hate my way and like literally giving me death threats and I didn't care, I think that would make me not sensitive.
Yeah. Maybe there's a different word for your instance. Cause I don't think you're necessarily sensitive from like an outside perspective.
I think I'm like a little bit on the spectrum in the emotional side. Like I just don't have that much emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't like get that mad. I don't really get that sad. Even like things that I'm super excited about, I'm like, yeah, I'm pumped. But I'm like, I feel like I'm always like kind of like,
that's the Libra in you, I feel like.
In the middle, maybe.
You're like chill.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was a roller coaster of topics.
Ding. Sorry, guys. I left my sound on because I'm going to Clay's grandparents' anniversary dinner tonight at Happy Hollow. So I've got to go home and change out of my ripped shorts and cowgirl boots probably. Yeah.
Well, that's perfect timing because I think that was the last of our toxic traits, all of our hot takes. Hopefully you guys don't think differently of us. I know the pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
That's really going to
send some
topic.
People away.
Yeah. We just lost subscribers.
And I didn't even mention that I hate ranch. So
oh,
like,
no.
Oh, no.
She's not from Nebraska. She can't be. Runs a ranch?
Never had it.
I actually didn't like ranch until college, but side note, that was our hot takes and toxic traits.
Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed. Hope you got some laughs.
Yeah,
jinx. That's the new thing that's happening now that we're recording in person these past couple of episodes. We keep saying things at the same time. It's awesome. I like it.
It's kind of cute.
It's fun. It means we're on the same wavelength.
We can jinx each other, but no hand holding.
No hand holding. You'll not catch us holding hands and running
That's
around.
That's actually sad. Now I feel like we show our love in different ways.
Yes. It's through what? I appreciate you by taking
I think
peaches out.
Of,
I took are, peaches out to
you
pee
did,
today.
You did. Are we words of affirmation girls?
Oh gosh, I need to retake that. I don't remember what mine is. Actually, I feel like that is mine.
Yeah, because like we like speak a lot to each other and like really hype each other up as we're like doing things in our day. Like, oh, you look pretty. Oh, that was a really good thing or cute, whatever.
That's a whole nother idea for episode.
Yeah, the love languages.
Yeah, love languages. Ooh, maybe we can have someone on that knows a lot about it. All right, that's coming your way soon, guys. Yeah. Well,
all right.
That was
we're wrapping
episode.
Up.
Yeah, we're like, we told ourselves, we're like, we got to work on those wrap ups because like we got to figure out how to end these episodes because we can just talk forever.
I know.
But awesome. Well, that was another episode of All Your Friends.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Already Friends. It means the world to us that you are listening, liking, subscribing, and following us on Instagram. We are really trying to build up our rating in Apple Podcasts. So if you could leave a review, we are a review and a rating. We are doing a giveaway at the end of the year for AirPod Pros. So Kara is going to tell you how you can enter that giveaway.
Yes. So to be entered into this giveaway, you need to leave a 5-star rating and review on the Apple Podcast app. Go ahead and click 5-star, write a little snippet about what you're enjoying about the podcast, and then screenshot that and send it to our Instagram at We're Already Friends. That way you'll be entered. We'll see it. And yeah, we're doing the drawing at the end of the year. So again, thank you for your support. It really means the world to us and it lets us keep doing what we're doing.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you next time.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.